Every year we have some mal here, and I keep on saying this, the mal of Medina Sharif. This is the mal of Medina Sharif. It is not what we pack up in our bags. That's coming from all parts of the world, but still, the fact is that it has had the breeze of Medina Sharif. So there's a difference what you buy from here. It has got the breeze of Medina Sharif. But the real mal of Medina Sharif is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's character, and what's beauty, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's a'mal, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's honesty, his truthfulness, his generosity, his kindness. That's the mal of Medina Sharif. So when we go back from here, we must take mal of Medina Sharif together with other things that you purchase from here. We don't say that it is not permissible to purchase. To purchase for the sake of hadiyah, it is also sunnat. But the real mal of Medina Sharif is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq. That's the lessons that we take from here. That means when a person goes back, some of you go away on top there and gets full up. نَحْمَدُهُ وَنَصَلِّ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ الْكَرِيمِ أَمَّا بَعْدِ. So we're talking about the mal of Medina Sharif. The mal of Medina Sharif, what is the real wealth of Medina Sharif? It's not what we take in the bags, because what's in the bags will get used up and finished. And that you can buy from China, and most of the things that are coming out from outside. So you can purchase that from even our China shops now. But the real mal of Medina Sharif is what we put in the bag of the heart. Just as we have outside bags, and we fill up those bags, like that there's a bag of the heart. And the best part is that the bag of the heart has got such a capacity that there is no end to how much you can fill inside that heart. All other bags have got a limit. How much can you pack? Even if you buy those bags which are camel size, some of them they go back from here, then you don't know whether they're taking camels from here or they're taking bags from here. But even if they had to fill up those bags, at the end of the day it's got a capacity. It's got a limit how much you can fill inside that bag. Nobody can say that I can fill up the whole of Medina Sharif in that bag. Not even a portion of what is being sold here, not even a fraction of that. The smaller bags you can't even take a little inside, and the bigger bags you'll take that amount. But it has got a capacity, it has got a limit. And the mal that you feel inside the heart, the mal of Medina Sharif, the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the zuhad, the qana'at, the shukr, the sabr, the tawakkul and yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala, the qurb and ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. Now all these things that you feel in the heart, there's no capacity. I mean, there's no limit to it. The person can fill and fill and fill until his dying day, but it will never get filled. Because Allah Ta'ala's azmat is unlimited. Nobody can understand Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and his qudrat really. Allah Ta'ala's azmat, Allah Ta'ala's greatness, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy, Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, providing some kind of sustenance, in inverted commas, through our livelihood that we earn, then we provide. We say we give to wife, we give to children, we give to parents, we give to the friends, we give to the poor, to the needy, to the destitute. Even if the person has to give away everything that he has earned, everything that he has earned also, if he has to give it away, then too there's a limit. Allah Ta'ala is Razzaq. He's also providing risk and sustenance. But look at the limit. Again, this limit. That we cannot just say that the person was giving and giving to the entire mankind. He can't give. He cannot even give to the whole city, to the whole town, to the whole country. So where is he going to give to the entire mankind and provide for the fish in the sea and provide for the creatures and for the insects and for the animals in the jungles? Which person can provide all that? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when we talk about his sifat of being razzaq, then it is not like the human being. He says, I also provide. What he provides is also what Allah ta'ala provided him, then he was able to provide. But Allah ta'ala's sifat is of unlimited provisions, unlimited, from the time that the world was created and until it will remain. And all the worlds that are existing, it has been mentioned some 18,000 different worlds there are. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Rabbil Alameen, Rabbul Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So in that alam, all the different worlds, there are some 18,000 different worlds. The world of the angels, the world of the sea, the fish, the world of the animals, the world of human beings, the world of jinnat. And Allah Ta'ala is providing all of them. So human beings will have a limit. To everything there's a limit. I was explaining in one of the bayans just before we arrived here, at night or two before that, or somewhere there, that Allah Ta'ala has just given us limited control over everything that we have, limited control, limited ownership also. And that is so that the world may function smoothly. There won't be chaos. There won't be chaos. Otherwise every person will say that this belongs to me. I belong to Allah Ta'ala. So therefore everything belongs to me. Like Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah, he said that person taqdeer, he was. So says, and Allah Ta'ala, it is the providers, and Allah Ta'ala, everything belongs to him. So he went to somebody's mango farm, and there he broke the mangoes, and he started eating the mangoes. So the owner of the farm, he said, "What? Who gave you the right and permission to come and steal mangoes from my trees here?" So he said, "You belong to Allah Ta'ala. The farm belongs to Allah Ta'ala. The mango trees belongs to Allah Ta'ala. The mangoes belong to Allah Ta'ala. I belong to Allah Ta'ala. You belong to Allah Ta'ala. So therefore what is yours is mine. I can eat." So he said, "Okay, this person seems to be aqal ka anda," they say. So he said, "Bring one nice rope, tied him up to the same tree, and then start whipping him." Now when he started screaming, he said, "Why are you screaming now?" "Because you belong to Allah Ta'ala, I belong to Allah Ta'ala. This mango tree belongs to Allah Ta'ala. This whip with which I'm whipping you is also belonging to Allah Ta'ala." So for the purposes of smooth functioning, Allah Ta'ala made it such that we have a limited ownership. We say this car belongs to me, this house belongs to me. In reality nothing belongs to me. But there is that limited ownership. In things of this world, Allah Ta'ala gave limited ownership. But then to put our aqal right, Allah Ta'ala shows that you own the aeroplane. But when I put ash in the skies, then finish, your aeroplane fails, your military might fails, everything fails. Moses, now they say we can't fly. But you own the aeroplane, and you say that we make all the path in the sky, that you fly at this height and you fly at that height, and now what happens? Snow begins to fall, all that ownership that the person was talking about, finish, everything fails. Then again, if the person wants to order a weather, now you got limited access, that you want to change the condition in this room, it's very cold, so you want to make it hot, so you put the air conditioner. It's very hot, you want to make it cool, so you can adjust the air conditioner. You want it 10 degrees, 20 degrees, what you want. So the person can make adjustments inside his room, inside his factory, inside his office, all these places he can make some adjustments. But tell all these engineers of the world and scientists of the world that one Jamaatul Muslimin wal Muslimat wal Marhumin wal Marhumat, as I always say, wal Mu'mineen wal Mu'minat, they all be coming on certain time to Madina Sharif, Makkah Sharif. So therefore we need certain kind of weather in the skies, certain kind of weather they must be. So when you're doing your booking, then you also order the weather, that what kind you would like. So now each person as he walks, then if he wanted 10 degrees, then it's 10 degrees with him. Now some people in very severe winter, they still feel very hot. So for them there'll be different weather. Each one as he ordered he will get. So they'll say that he can't even do in the aeroplane, where he's going to do in the outside. Even in the aeroplane, how many people who are not used to air conditioning, or it is something that affects them, they start sneezing and they get other kinds of problems, so in breathing, or they start getting running noses. But now they can't do anything. They can't say that in by each seat I want certain temperature. So we can't even control that inside. Where can we control outside now? So we only got limited control, that inside the room you can do that, finish, after that nothing. To show us that we are just given this limited ownership so that the world may function smoothly. There won't be chaos. Each person says, I've got a title deed. But in reality, Allah Ta'ala is the one who controls it. So we're talking about Allah Ta'ala's sifat, that it, where we started, where we went. But in any case, so the sifat of Allah Ta'ala, there's no limit in Allah Ta'ala's being the provider. And that brings us back, I think, to what we started off with, and that is the maal of Madina Sharif. The maal of Madina Sharif, one is what we buy in the shopping complexes and in the bazaars and in the malls. The mall also is M-A-L-L. It's the same thing. It's M-A-L-L, we can say maal, or we can say mall, or whatever we used to pronounce it. At the end of the day, it's all talking about maal. But because you can pronounce it also as maal, that means that maal which sometimes mauls you, the prices. Any case, so this heart is one bag that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. It has got unlimited capacity. Why? Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in Hadith Qudsi, the gist and meaning of which is that the world and everything else cannot contain me, but the heart of a believer can contain me. That means the tajalli of mind, we're not talking about Allah Ta'ala coming and die with his sifat and everything else. We're talking about the tajalli of Allah Ta'ala. It cannot come in anything else. It can, nothing can contain it. But in the heart of a mu'min it can come. The example is that of the mirror. That if you take the mirror and the sun is in reflected in there, then we say that the sun has come into the mirror. Now can anybody bring the sun into the mirror? It's a reflection of the sun, but we say the sun has come into the mirror. We say the moon has come into the mirror. Now the moon, how can it come into the mirror? So the tajalli of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala comes into that heart. So it is like that reflection. But that same reflection, when it came out of the mountains of Tur, then it split into smithereens, finished pieces it became. Although it has been mentioned that they wanted to absorb, the mountain wanted to absorb the tajalli of Allah Ta'ala. That great ni'mat and bounty, it wanted to absorb it. But we are saying that this tajalli can only come into the heart. So now that heart into which the tajalli of Allah Ta'ala can come, then what about all these sifat and attributes that we are talking about? The person in his generosity, the person in his kindness, the person in his tawakkul and yaqeen, there's no limit what he can go to. In his tawakkul and yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala, there's great heights in the iman that the person has got in his heart. That iman can be of a very low level, can be of a higher level, it can be very, very high level, can be extremely high level, but nothing, there's no end to it. You can go on increasing. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, he's one Allah, being the world, the believers of the world, tell them to gather in some open field and say Allah. Their Allah put together cannot compare with the one Allah of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Because he is saying it with that heart which the people of the world cannot have. The awliya siddiqeen of the world, when they cannot reach the level of the lowest sahabi, where can we talk about Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, Usman Ghani, Ali Murtaza. So it is that heart. What's the difference? It's just one word, Allah. Now we say, I too said it, you said it, he said it, everybody is saying it. But we say that there's a difference. There's a great difference. In the same way, in the imani level of everyone also, there's a difference. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for contributions to Tabu, then he gave everything. He brought everything that he had. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala brought half. Other people brought whatever they had. Some even worked for a few dates and brought it. But they brought. One person, he brought one piece of gold, size of an egg, on one occasion, and gave to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said that this is the only thing that I have and I'm giving it away as sadqa. He came and gave it away. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave it back to him. He said, you take it and go back. He came again. He said, no, I want you to accept it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam refused to accept it. And then in the Hadith Sharif it comes that he threw it on the ground. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he threw that on the ground to show his disapproval of what this person was doing, of giving that away. He said, some people give away everything and then after that they beg. They give away everything, but after that they go begging. So therefore, for such people, it is better that they keep something than giving away everything. But Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala knows, he accepted everything. So what you left at home, the name of Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, finished. So isn't there a difference? That here he is accepting everything and there he is not accepting anything. So when we also read those stories, and as the Shaykh Rahmatullah has also written in his Fazail, that after reading those stories, we must first see our capacity, we must see our strength, our imani level, before we emulate certain things that we read in the kitabs. We all are obliged, everyone, to follow the Sharia, to follow the Quran and Sunnah. We all are obliged. There's no such thing that we'll see our imani level and then we'll make namaz. That some people enjoy the sleep, so we say my imani level is not that high to get up for Fajr namaz, so therefore I'll make three namaz a day. You can't do that. We're talking about in the nawafil and in that which is optional. Now there we will look at the level of our iman and then make amal. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala knows, iman and tawakkul was of that level that even if he gave away everything, it did not cause any kind of problem for him in his heart. And he loved it. He did it with sincerity, with ikhlas. And the very fact that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala brought half and others brought less than that is again an indication that there was nothing wrong with it. So we're talking about Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala or others whose tawakkul was of that level that there is no limit to the tawakkul and yaqeen that the person can have. But we don't have that kind of level of tawakkul. So we develop these things in Madina Sharif. That's the mal of Madina Sharif. Then look at how they started off in Madina Sharif. Wasn't there a time when they were digging the trench and at that time there's not even food to eat? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is tying two stones on his belly. Other sahabas are tying stones. But even at that time, what did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tell them? When he saw the sparks flying, when he knocking the stone, he's already giving them glad tidings of palaces of Syria and Yemen will get conquered, this will get conquered, that will get conquered, all the different things that are mentioned there. We're not going in that direction now.